back on March 14th, Governor Mike DeWine signed Senate Bill 215 into law. Now, this law removes the requirement, making it optional for Ohioans to earn a concealed handgun license. So now anyone 21 years of age and who can legally obtain a firearm, well, they can carry their handgun concealed without going through any training, without getting the permit. And there's some people who are for it, some people who are against it. And I think there's obvious pros and there's obvious cons to it. Joining us right now, we have State Representative Thomas West on the line with us to share his thoughts on Senate Bill 215. Representative West, how are you this morning?
Very good, Jordan. Just too blessed to be stressed, right?
Yes. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for taking time out of your busy Friday here. I got to tell you, we have reached out to a plethora of representatives on the Republican side who voted for this. We've reached out to state representatives. We have reached out to senators, and nobody returned our calls, and the people who did opted to not come on the show to talk about it.
Wow.
Can you tell me, because I just want to make it clear that we did open up the phone lines for the people who voted for this. We did open up the phone lines for them to join us as well, but they didn't. Can you tell me why you voted against Senate Bill 215?
Yeah, well, again, it's bad legislation. It's dangerous legislation. Permitless carry, Senate Bill 215, in my mind, was it's just one more piece of crap that has been thrown to the Ohioans, and it's not something that will keep us safe, but it fails to do. It threatens our communities. It threatens our police officers, and I just felt that there was a bad language, a bad timing for this piece of legislation to come forward, and we don't need that in the state of Ohio.
Some people are calling this a recipe for disaster. They're saying, you know, there's people that they don't have the proper training, and now they're going to be able to conceal a firearm, and they don't even have to tell police officers unless they're asked now. You know, whereas me, as a concealed carry permit holder myself, if I were to get pulled over by a sheriff deputy or a Canton police officer, yeah, the first thing I have to tell them is, hey, I've got a firearm loaded on my hip or in my glove box or wherever in my vehicle. Does that scare you a little bit that don't have to inform police anymore?
Well, yeah, Senate Bill 215 is anti-police, and it threatens the safety of our law enforcement and our citizens at large. It concerns me greatly. I think that people who are gun owners have the responsibility to ensure that our police officers know that they have that gun, and that should even be part of their training, period. Understanding that you are a gun owner and that can threaten the lives of the police officers that come to your car to pull you over or whatever. I believe that is very dangerous, and that we need to make certain that legislation like this does not undermine our common sense safety measures.
You know, one of the things that I say a lot on this show, Representative, is you can buy a gun at 18, but you can't carry it concealed until you're 21. To me, that's almost like buying a pack of Bud Light at 18, but telling them, oh, wait, you can't crack that can open or that bottle open until you're 21. Right now, with the Uvalde, Texas shooting, the Buffalo, New York shooting, these recent mass shootings, are you for legislation being imposed that will raise the age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Matter of fact, we have legislation pending to try to do that as well. But the common sense bills, gun legislation bills that are in the House, have not got the hearing. So, So Senate Bill 215 joins other extreme gun legislation. We all know that, including the Shoot First bill that was signed into law in January 2021. And it joins the House Bill 99, right, which would allow teachers and school staff to be armed in our schools. none of these none of our Democratic common sense gun bills got heard, not even one hearing. But we've seen countless numbers of bills that came through that will harm Ohio, not protect Ohio. People are asking us to do something together, Republicans and Democrats. Let's work together to bring forth some gun legislation that makes it clear, that makes it sensible. So right now, as you just mentioned, you know, there's right now, and we need training all across Ohio just to find out who can purchase a gun and who can't. What is a firearm versus a handgun and all of those types of things? Because as they throw these bills forward, they all have different meanings in how one can either purchase a gun, but they can't use it, right? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we need to clarify and make it much more common sense. I'm not against the Second Amendment. I'm not against guns, but I am against some of these dangerous bills that are coming forward that harm our society at large.
Now, here in Ohio, though, Representative, open carry, it has been a widely recognized thing in the state of Ohio. So before, you know, I even had my concealed carry permit, if I wanted to carry a loaded 9mm on my hip, I could, as long as it was exposed before.
Right.
What is the difference between, in your opinion, of carrying that gun concealed and carrying it open? Is it more of a tactical strategy and, you know, it's more of a secret thing? If you have it concealed, is that what the big uproar is right now? Because right now you can carry a gun in Ohio without training as long as it is openly carried and it's visible.
You can do that. Yes, you can do that. And as you know, most of the times, my biggest issue with both carrying it and concealed, it really comes down to the fear factor. We have inserted fear in every aspect when it comes down to guns. Now, if you go up in Appalachia and you're 2 years old and they're teaching you how to gun from since you're a baby, right? And you're out hunting and things of that nature, that's a different type of thing. But when you're in a large city and you're carrying guns where, you know, obviously a lot of people are getting shot in cities, that really invokes fear. So it's very important for us to make certain that we, as gun owners, are making certain that we're not just using this to invoke fear, that this is something that we're keeping for our own protection and we're using it in responsible ways. And I think that's the key word, being responsible with your gun and owning a gun. When you have it concealed, you should let officers know that, hey, officer, I have a gun and it's concealed. That doesn't seem like that's a lot of that doesn't seem like that's too difficult. Again, it's a responsible measure, and I think that that's responsible. Now, I'm not a an avid gun owner, and I obviously this is not my area of expertise. But when it comes down to these bills, I know what our community is asking for. They're asking for safety, and they're asking for clarity. And that's what we should be giving them as legislators.
Now, there is a very confusing portion of Senate Bill 215, in my opinion, because now people are going to get used to just carrying a firearm in their car, on their person, and they may drive over state lines. They may end up in a state that you have to have a permit, and this can result in felony charges. What about that aspect of the bill?
Again, it comes down to education and making certain that, you know, there is clarity because they don't have reciprocity in some other states. So you're right. That is an issue, and people can obviously be charged in a different state. I believe that when it comes down to, again, this whole process of owning a gun, we need to make certain that we also protect our gun owners, right? And what I mean by that is making certain that they understand that, you know, owning a gun, buying a gun is also comes with some consequences. So we need to be clear on what those consequences are and also educate our community about it. Remember, anytime we talk about this legislation or any types of legislation, people think, and they may misconstrue what's going on in the legislation, and they're going to start carrying these guns and they're going to start, you know, doing things thinking that they're okay to do it because the law has changed. Well, they may have missed the portion that they can't carry because they have had, that they had a felony, or that they have mental illness, or that they have a certain type of mental illness where they can't carry. But when we start bringing these types of bills forward, and we're talking about, okay, you don't need training, and you can carry a gun without having a permit. You know, these are things that people, everyday people hear. They'll hear it today, and they won't know that. You know, they'll just go ahead and say, I can get a gun. Oh, look, I just heard Thomas West on there saying that, hey, it's permitless carry, and I can go ahead and get a gun, and I should be good with this, right? Until that police officer engages that person. Then we see either one, that person ends up dead, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And we also got to make certain that the police officers understand what the law is now, right? Because they may see somebody with a gun in their community. Someone has just recently got shot because they had a gun. I mean, those are the things that we have to make certain that our community understands. And this is, in my mind, a time when we have so many shootings around the nation, and people are fearful, and we are continuing to make them even more afraid. And people are going out and buying guns, and next thing you know, someone ends up dead or someone ends up hurt as a result of, the illegal or the misrepresentation of guns, in my mind.
Yeah, I agree with that. And as a gun owner myself, I will say this, and I've gotten some backlash for saying it, but I also believe it wholeheartedly. The Second Amendment applies to everyone except Black people, right? When you hear of, someone getting shot and killed by the police, and if they search their car afterwards and find a gun, you hear people say, oh, well, they ended up finding a gun in his car. Okay, well, what about the Second Amendment, right? What about their right to carry? And I think that this can get very tricky, Representative. We only have about a minute left here, and I wish we could continue talking about this. Do you have any final words before we wrap this segment up?
Let me say this. I think all the Grand 49, which is my district, this is very a hot topic. But for the most part, I believe you have a lot of gun owners out here who want their guns, but I think most of them are responsible. And when we talk to people that are obviously against some of the gun legislation coming forward, they want common sense gun measures. We must be ensured that individuals in Ohio have common sense gun laws so that it addresses all our needs. And I believe that we can do that together. But using this as a political, pawn, if you will, is not the answer. And it only harms people. So I think it's important for us to continue to work together to bring forth good common sense gun laws.
Yeah, good common sense gun laws. I think that is the part that we're missing here in Ohio. There's been some new legislation between Senate Bill 215 and House Bill 99 that people are really starting to scratch their head about right now here in the state of Ohio. State Representative West, we appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Sure, no problem. You take care, Scott.